Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
If you know more than one song, you're probably Miguel.
Of what?
5, 6, 7, 8s.
Ah.
Mm. Ooh, U.S. bombs for $5. Down.
All righty. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 195. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
I'll be here again.
This is Rhett.
I love it.
It was tastefully terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Very robotic.
I just let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Way to end the year with a bang.
Yeah, so we are at our end of the year show.
Fuck yeah.
It's not quite Christmas yet for us, but it will be by the time you hear this, unless you're Patreon, and then you're extra cool, and then you've already heard this. So Merry Christmas, Patreon.
Yes.
You other fucks, go to hell.
Should have joined up for Patreon. Still can. Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast. Do it.
Happy Ramadan.
Yeah. Patreon got super cool Christmas presents this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And we sent out
super
cute Christmas cards. You're welcome.
So
I have one in the car. Actually, I did bring them.
Candid. Well, I just want one.
Yeah. I brought it for you to Fist Combat, but you didn't show.
I know. I do.
Oh, and you didn't show.
I know. Jeez. I backed out.
Literally.
I feel a little better now.
My children.
Hey, shut up. I was counting on you guys to not feel bad about it.
Micah, in particular, dude, was on a good one that night. I didn't get done with him until like almost 9:40.
You know what? Doesn't matter. Didn't need you, dorks, because fucking Brian Assman came out and had a blast, and Fred showed up with Aya.
Oh, dude, Aya's a cool chick, man.
Yep, and Fred brought me edibles again, and he bought me drinks again, and then he bought me chicken wings again. So we're doing Pontypool next month.
All right, that's fine.
For Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon only.
I like Pontypool. I saw that on Netflix.
Hey, save it for the show, dude.
Save it for the show, dude.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Don't.
It's too late. I like it.
Don't bury the lead. All right, bury the lead.
I guess.
Is it an opposite? Is it an opposite word?
I've never used that old adage.
Anywho, we're gonna be doing our top five, bottom five of the year, and then a special guest Patreon will be also giving us their.
I feel like it's gonna be a power bottom five this year.
Yeah. So should we just get right into it?
Yeah. That's always the hard. Okay. Well, is there anything like non-movie related?
Yeah,
or like. Because this is going to sound really weird, but I think Indonesia fucking killed it this year. They had so many different movies come out. They had May the Devil Take You. They had Satan's Slaves. They had something else.
That's spooky stuff.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. Like, I'd never really seen any Indonesian movies before, and this year they really kind of got on the map.
Was The Raid, obviously not a horror film, but is that Indonesian?
I think so, yeah.
I think it is.
And, like, the dude who did The Raid...
Gareth Evans.
...just did
the one you mentioned last
The
week.
Night Comes For Us, and holy shit.
You know
shit,
what else he did? And what? I haven't watched it yet, but you did Affliction.
Really? Oh, that was the vampire one?
No, it's the cult one.
Affliction?
No.
Or what was it called?
Apostle.
Apostle, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Apostle.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I'm thinking of Affected.
Afflicted.
Afflicted.
That's the vampire.
The
zombie.
One we recorded an episode about.
Yeah, that one was with Colby. That one was gone.
Yep.
Sorry, dude.
That's one of the few.
Yep.
Wow.
It's never our fault.
How bad was that?
Pretty bad.
I would like to hear that. I'd really like to hear
that. Some of those are actually lost because we had a computer crash. Like
lost in the fire
2 years
15.
ago. And those some of those lost episodes are actually just gone.
They're like the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Yeah, basically. Kind of. It's the Who Goes There Poughkeepsie tapes.
There's a Lauren Ashley Carter Sleepaway Camp episode that never got released.
Oh, that one was rough.
Yeah, her Wi-Fi sucked. And so she was cutting in and out all the time. But yeah. I also want to give a shout out to the game Dusk because that game was fucking awesome this year. I know I played a lot of Dead by Daylight, but if you like Doom, you'll like Dusk.
Yeah.
It's infuriatingly hard. It's pixelated, super bloody, super gory.
We should see if we could get that guy on the show.
He'd come on the show.
So
he's local.
That'd be fun. I know this because I saw Spider-Man by myself. That was real good. Have you guys seen Spider-Man?
My
Alia, there is one character in particular that you will absolutely fall in love with.
Fucking awesome.
It's right up your alley, so to speak. But yeah, I don't think I saw more Sabrina. Sabrina's still good.
We finished that.
Finally.
But nothing big this year, like, you know, non-movie. Just something that was awesome or really shitty this year. And like no low-hanging fruit like the government, because we know that was really shitty.
Well,
this year.
To be not too pandering to ourselves, but this year, and in particular the latter half of this year has been amazing for us.
Yeah.
The Patreon support has been kind of mind-boggling, and I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's just like you guys, your support has been incredible.
Huzzah. Thanks, Patreon.
Huzzah. Yeah. Telluride Horror Show was awesome again mm-hmm. this year.
It looks like we're planning a big trip.
Yeah. We'll see if you show up.
I'm already planting the seeds. I'm already like, babe, let's take a vacation this year. And she's like, oh, yeah, where do you think? I go, what about Colorado? She's like, oh, yeah, we could go see my family. I go, no, I mean more like more northeast.
What about at least a six-hour drive from any major airport?
Yeah. Let's do that.
We'll just do that.
Well, if you took a week, you could always like end it and tell your
man. Speaking of take a week, so my boss called me into his office the other day, and I was like, "Oh, what the fuck? Like, what did I do? I'm like, I pretty much fly under the radar in my office." And he goes, "Dude, you know that you still have 7 days of vacation for this year?" And I go, "No, what do I do with it?" And he goes, "Well, I can't. You know, you got to take it off, or we roll it over to the next year." And I'm like, I guess just roll it over to the next year. I literally have like a month and a half of vacation.
Jesus.
Starting January 1st.
When do you max out? Like 200 hours more?
I don't know. It's different. It's different in like small business.
It's weird to think it rolls over. Mine just accumulates. Once I get to 250 hours, they're just like, no more for you.
Yeah.
I never get that high. I'm at 100 hours right now, and that's the highest I've ever been.
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, like that barbecue at Fred's was the highest I've ever been. But,
can you cash it out?
Are you guys only able to? If like you quit,
right?
Yeah, we have comp time. Like this is super fucking fascinating. But we get like holiday pay even if we don't work, and then that builds up, and then we can just put that out whenever we want.
Got it. All right. Well, let's move on to the
meat and potatoes,
blood and guts of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, I watch stuff.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just done. Real quick. I forgot to mention last week I watched Revenge,
mm-hmm.
which well, I liked very much.
But is it in context of your list?
Well, I'm not getting there yet. I'm
okay,
not getting
all right.
Well, if it's on your list, don't talk about it. That's what he's saying.
Well,
because if like
I don't want to say if it's on my list, or I just
well then
say
don't talk about it.
Okay,
but it's too. I just you, what are you guys doing? You want to do the back in the time? Thing. You said the back in time.
Gonna go
last
back
week.
In
there
time.
There it is. There it is. Upgrade. I watched Upgrade.
It's also a good film.
That was cool.
I didn't like it.
Dude. I
like
the horror action movie
bored.
Hybrids. I like
it's that a stuff. It's a fun little thing that they did.
I you know what? That was one where I think if it was a little more stylish visually, it could have benefited from that. Not that it was poorly directed; it was fine. It was efficient, but I don't know. There was just a little something.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I liked it. But I saw. Oh, I did watch What Keeps You Alive, and I thought that was fucking great. I thought that was really good. So I'd highly recommend that to anybody that's on Netflix. Or no, it's not on Netflix. It's not on Shudder either.
It's just a rental.
I had to rent that.
Rent it, yeah. It's on Amazon for rental.
Right.
I don't know what else. Maybe probably YouTube.
And I saw Spider-Man last week. I mentioned that, but I saw Aquaman.
Oh, how's I want to see that.
Aquaman was fucking crazy.
Crazy good or
no? Well, look, the dialogue is not good, okay? But the George, I'm telling you, these visuals.
We just watched Slice, and the dialogue was not good.
This shit is out of control. There's such wacky stuff in this movie that you will be kind of a little shocked that it's in a mainstream like comic.
Well, you were
movie.
Saying there was an octopus that was drumming.
There's a drumming octopus, like, yeah. And then there's H.P. Lovecraft. They reference H.P. Lovecraft real quick at the beginning, which lets you know it's like. Oh, is this going to be like that? It's like, no, but the art department got to have a fucking blast. Like,
right.
The director.
That's cool.
Yeah, he let them go. I mean, the costume design, visually, like, I mean, this is one of the more ambitious, like, comic
Jason Momoa is like a horror fan, right? Like, he's I think he's a big horror fan,
yeah,
so maybe he has some sort of influence with that a little bit.
Also, James Wan directs it. who did The Conjuring 1
and 2.
That's
also true.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, the new Annabelle is going to be more like the original Conjuring movies. I'm like, so they're also going to be piles of shit?
Oh, come on.
Dude, I have not liked a single movie in that universe.
Did you like the first Saw? He did that.
I did like the first Saw.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty proficient. I mean, he's good with a camera. And with this movie, with the CGI, even when this stuff does not look real, which is often, it looks really fucking cool and you kind of haven't seen it before.
All right.
You know,
well, it leans into the goofiness. Like they're gonna see they it. Talk underwater, right?
If you've got an AMC, yeah, we're gonna burn it.
Yeah,
burn it,
dude. Yeah, burn it.
I do kind of want to dump a couple movies because they're not on my list in any way. But I binged a lot, and we just watched Slice. Like Alia said, you'll fucking hate it, dude. It's so much like Hellbaby and how stupid it is, but I loved it. I watched The Night Eats the World. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really good zombie movie. It starts out like 28 Days Later, but then it goes into one of those like the zombies are kind of just there and it's more about like internal stuff. Really, really, really fucking good. And then I watched a movie last night called The Domestics and it's like Fallout meets Mad Max. Yeah, and that was really fun too.
All right.
So three recommendations right there.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. So last year's, okay, we're going to start with our worst. Last year, who won last year? What movie won?
The worst movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even fucking know.
Okay, it doesn't matter. So we're going to.
I would have known you would have asked. I would have looked it up.
We're going to do the same thing we did last year. We're going to kind of go around the table going from best worst to worst worst.
What? Fifth place?
I have like fifth place. Anxiety about this right now. Like.
So I'll start first. For me, the fifth worst movie that we watched this year was The Nun.
Okay.
Got that on my fifth spot.
Do I have that at all? I don't have that at all.
And here's the thing.
That means there was movies that I hated.
I feel like there was worse movies, but that movie pissed me off more.
Why?
I feel that way about another movie. Yeah.
Dude, the worst of list is always the hardest for me because it's like, you know, I don't like this movie, but like what really pissed me off?
Sure.
Like, oh, and there's some movies that really fucking pissed me off.
There's like, some that are just really inept, but like other ones can like, they'll be better at certain things, but I really fucking hate it.
Yeah.
See, like The Nun, I was mad that I had to watch it and I was bored, but it didn't like resonate. Like the anger didn't resonate for days after watching it.
Yeah, the nun did some things to me, and I was like, yo, this bitter. Is, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
All right, what's your number five?
Fucking pissed.
My number five is The First Purge.
Good choice.
I really, really hated that movie. Yeah. Like they completely went away from what made that franchise successful to begin with.
It's been getting progressively worse.
It's doing the somehow. Resident Evil thing where it's stopping being horror and it's getting to be more action, but it's really shitty action with characters you don't care about at all. Like the whole thing with like the first Purge and the first Saw was that the characters were really like disposable. You didn't need any of them, but you at least had a couple where you're kind of like, all right, well, I kind of hope you win. But like these characters were all just annoying and I wanted them to die.
The Purge series suffers every time they expand the world.
Yeah.
So it like when it went from the single home to like
a neighborhood
following a senator through a neighborhood, like that part suffered. And then they opened it up to even more. And it's like a whole city. And it's like, this is, I like seeing, I would like to see the city fall into chaos, but also still keep it simple and small. They're trying to, dude, that last movie where they're fucking putting the contacts in them and the contacts are like AR capable things. And I'm like, holy fuck, guys, just keep it simple.
Well, and that's the problem is they throw so many little pointless stories in there. With the first one, it was like the story is this family in this house. Like, so you got to really connect with the characters and at least like know enough about them to want to care about them. But in this one, there's so many little side stories. It feels like playing Dead Rising on fast forward.
Right. All we needed for the second and third movies was just show us another small incident. Maybe from the Purger side. That would have been more effective. Anywho. Alia.
This movie sucked. Why?
Hit us up.
Okay, so somehow I skipped The Nun, but I'm pretty sure The Nun was on my original list that I actually thought out. This one I had to scratch out last minute right now before coming over here because I lost my original list. So In fifth worst place, I guess, I put Strangers Pray at Night.
Oof. Yeah, it's a bad one.
It was pretty awful. Like, the pool scene was really good, and it was better than people had made it out to be, but it was still really bad. It was just, like, yeah, to be 10 years later and then just fuck it up. Yeah.
And then just be terrible.
Yeah, it's always good when they do that. Speaking of which, The Predator is my fifth one, my fifth place. And see, The Predator is something very, it does something very special. What, like, kind of what George mentioned and what Matt just mentioned. Like, it takes something, it makes me dislike the first Predator even a little bit more. It leaves a bad taste. I love the fucking first Predator. Let me qualify that. But it makes me, like, think less of the entire property, like the entire thing. Like, I'm just sick of it. Like, I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of them trying every 10 years to revitalize this thing and, like, do a like follow-up.
They're really killing your childhood. They're fucking...
Well, yeah, and it's just... And also, it makes me really dislike Shane Black a lot more than I did, which is the writer-director who, at one time, like, you know, kind of wrote and directed some pretty good... The Nice Guys came out a couple years ago. That was fine.
Here's the thing about The Predator. The Predator?
The Predator.
The Predator. It is the first movie in the AVP universe that I have actively, like, hated.
And you liked both of the AVPs.
I like Alien vs. Predator. I like Alien vs. Predator Requiem. No. I like Alien or Alien Resurrection. I like, because they're fucking...
I apologize for
They're goofy. Like, I don't go into those movies and be like, ah, oh, dude, this is, like, some really well-wrought entertainment. But The Predator, man, it's just like... It shits on all of the goodwill that the previous films have garnered.
Yeah.
Fuck The Predator.
And it's a movie, like, it has the means to do things. It has people who've directed. I mean, you know, it has a cast. It has a bigger budget. A good $50 million to play with.
A huge budget. Well, yeah.
And the sad thing is, too, there have been Predator fan films that have come out since the last one and before this one, that have been infinitely better than this. The one where he went back and fought all the fucking Templars, that shit was awesome.
That sounds awesome. I haven't seen that, but it sounds...
I'll share it with you.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. And see, this is where things get weird for me, because, like, I've got, like, two or three movies that are in this spot, but I've got to pick one. Next up on the list.
Which one was yours?
My number five? The first Purge.
Next on the list is Unfriended: The Dark Web, because, oh boy.
That shit was fucking awesome.
That was in my semifinals, but it didn't make the actual
to the house that Jack built, actually.
Yeah, they're hand in hand. Yeah, I agree.
You refused to watch that one, didn't you? Unfriended: Dark Web?
Maybe.
I think she did. I think she refused to watch. I'm not going to watch
it. It was a goofy piece of shit. And
I hated what they did with the two separate endings, because you want to talk
three,
to
three, I think.
What I think it was just the two. I think it was the buried alive and then the run over by the car.
Okay.
But you can't even, like, part of the fun of a movie is being able to talk about it with somebody and knowing that you got different endings. That just fucking sucks, because you can't even share the experience. Like, I think you saw the buried alive.
Yeah.
So we saw different endings, but, like, I can't know what your ending was like unless I go watch the movie again. And then you got to track down a theater that's showing it.
I feel like I disagree.
You like the double ending?
If it was in another movie that did it more effectively, I think it'd be kind of neat.
That wasn't awful?
Because you'd have a little bit more of a talking point, and it wasn't like, oh yeah, and the ending was really rad. Did you see that part when he lit? And you're like, nah, dude, like, my movie was this. It would have been.
That was my same thought. I mean, I like the idea. Not that I like, the idea could work.
Yeah. So, Unfriended, fuck
do
you.
It right.
Choose your own adventure thing.
If it was completely drastic things, like, not just, like, the same outcome in both, but in a different way. Because he died in both, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fucking dumb. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. How they did it, what they did with the idea was.
Yeah. The consequence is the same. It's just how they got there.
If it would have been two completely different things, like, one of them, he, like, discovers it and, you know.
Right. And if you cared about what happened to any of the people by that point.
Yeah. There's zero care for anybody.
That would be key.
Yeah.
All right. My number four was the first terrible movie I saw this year. It was a giant swing and a miss known as Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh,
it's, dude.
I'm not surprised.
No, but I mean, okay, when you find out that it was a movie that Cloverfield got shoehorned into.
Yeah.
When you find out that the reason none of the fucking movie made sense was because they chopped and edited the movie and left a bunch of shit out. So it was a fragmented story and the fragments didn't make any fucking sense. And then when they're like, multiverse.
Yeah.
That means we can do demons. So now Conjuring can be Cloverfield and fucking Jason's a deadite. Cool. Cause guess what? Evil Dead is Cloverfield too. You know, it really shat the bed. And I'm at least glad that it was on Netflix where I can watch it and then be mad about it rather than going out and paying $15 times two.
Yeah. It really destroys all the goodwill. Again, with another movie universe that has garnered a good amount of, like, you know, love from people. Like, yeah, Cloverfield. And I, you know, 10 Cloverfield Lane, despite it not really being...
It was a great movie.
I really liked 10 Cloverfield.
Before they shuehorned Cloverfield.
What did you think about the ending
in Cloverfield? You know what? By the time that... I've heard this a lot from people. I like that ending.
Me too.
I do. Because I never see that. And it's like, yeah, they said, fuck it, do it, you know? And I thought it was pretty intense, actually. I mean, and the, you know, the monster was well-designed and all that stuff. I liked the vibe. It felt like a really fucked up Twilight Zone episode that just, like, jumps the shark at the end.
If she would have come out and just seen the seen the alien monster thing
and then
it ended, I would have been all on board. But the fucking fight with the monster and then the driving off and her, like, being like,
throwing the Molotov cocktail.
I'm not going to run. UFO. I like the bottle of booze, dude. That just...
Okay, I got super hyped when we saw that movie at the end. Like, I was like, oh my God, they're going to tie everything in together. And I know they're trying to do it, but they're like half-assing it. They're not like planning it, which really sucks.
I like the continual thing of, oh, I know what's going on. Oh, now I know what's going on.
Giant overarching universes.
Oh, fuck, that's what's going on. I like that.
Yeah.
Spot.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. I don't think that we're ever going to get the true successor to 10 Cloverfield Lane because, like, why would they do it at this point?
Right.
I mean, like...
Well, Overlord was supposed to be a Cloverfield movie at one time, right?
They should have just had the aliens at the end.
You know, they fucking could, though. They could have, like, whoever was sending out that transmission, they could do a movie about them. And, like, in the very final frame, like, homegirl from 10 Cloverfield Lane pulls in. Like, she finally gets to Houston or Louisiana or wherever the hell she's going.
Wherever, yeah, the survivors are holed up.
So you can get a true successor... But like one of those kind of like...
But it'll be a totally,
like,
different movie. It'll be like a dude and his daughter in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. That would be much better.
During an alien invasion.
All right. You're up. You.
Oh, God.
Are we good?
Okay, so I feel like super bad now because I think this was my favorite.
Super bad? Come on, that's good. Oh. That's a dumb joke.
First, it's not even a horror movie. It didn't come out this year. What the fuck, Alia?
Fail. I'm going to go with Hellfest.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
It was irritating.
Hellfest.
It was fucking irritating.
Boy, howdy.
And that ending was so soggy, and an ending can make it or break it for me, so.
Soggy.
It is the, you know what?
That's actually a great descriptive term for that.
That movie was the soggiest of movies.
Oh, we haven't determined that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I just mean in terms of, like, tone. Like, that movie, that's a perfect description for Hellfest.
Not shitty, soggy.
You know, and then...
right.
And then
there's
fucking...
below soggy.
Fucking Sever's like, you just need to get somebody on the show that appreciates teen slashers. And it's like, I do.
Yeah.
Like, that's my whole fucking
I
love teen slashers.
You tried to defend it here and there where you could, too.
Yeah.
And that's what your favorite movie of last year was Tragedy Girls. And that is 1,000%.
It's a teen slasher.
A teen slasher movie. And also, Sabrina is a teen slasher.
Essentially,
witchy
yeah.
show. Like,
love
you
it.
Know, that has nothing to do with our judgment on that fucking movie.
Yeah.
But fuck Hellfest.
Hellfest was, yeah. That was another. Was that Blumhouse? Because I feel like it was. You know,
and everybody was like, oh, it's Blumhouse.
No, it was Lionsgate was.
Oh,
they were talking about how they're returning
to
the fold and getting back into horror.
They're going
to
take their crown back.
Yeah, after they had gotten all huge with the Hunger Games and all that shit.
Was it Lionsgate or it was, Twisted Pictures through Lionsgate, right?
Right, some subsidiary.
You know, like if I could put Blumhouse as like a collective for my bottom, I would.
Just all of Blumhouse?
Yeah, because there's a bunch of them. And like, I left a bunch of them off of my list because I'm like, you know, you pissed me off, but not as much as this one.
Yeah.
Fair point.
What's your number four, dude?
Number four, I'm actually right there with Matt on this. Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah.
We can skip.
This is before I was doing the show with you guys.
Yeah.
You know? So Yeah. All right. But it stuck around. Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
That movie fucked. Yeah. Yeah. Especially how they did that last minute, like, surprise Netflix thing, which is a great fucking marketing idea.
Right? You know why?
Especially because if your fucking movie sucks.
Because how are you going to build up hype other than to put it in the fucking Super Bowl, which is, like, the most watched thing of the year, behind Kurt Russell's Christmas movie?
Right. They clearly knew they had a problem, or else they would have released it theatrically like the previous two.
We gonna watch that shit tomorrow.
All right, so you get skipped, my dude. Sorry, because you know,
that's same shit.
All right, so my number three.
No, we just double teamed that shit. That's what we did.
Fuck that movie.
That's a lot of bad movies.
Slenderman, number three.
Couldn't even put that on my list. Yeah, I said it then.
5 minutes. That's crazy.
I said it then, and I'll say it now. Like, I had fun with it.
You
fucking didn't have fun with it. Felt, you had a good strain of weed that day or something.
That is probably true. But
got you fucked up.
I told Alia as we were watching it, like, this feels like an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. So it kind of hit the little nostalgia in me, and I'm like, all right,
one of the bad ones.
I mean, it wasn't good, but like. It was.
You don't agree with.
It was.
You don't agree with Slenderman.
I didn't. It didn't even make my highlighted semifinals.
It doesn't piss you off that much.
It didn't piss me off.
That movie pissed me off. You're up next.
This movie actually knocked off a movie on the way over here.
I feel like Slenderman knocked me off.
I had Hell House LLC as my number five, and I took that off.
Okay.
Because that was a pile of
LLC
shit.
LLC 2.
Yeah. That was an absolute pile of shit. But then through doing Patreon's picks.
Uh-huh. You got inspired.
I remembered that the Inside remake came out this year. And fuck that movie, dude. Fuck the Inside. That was one of my favorite movies of all time. And the remake took everything good about it. Shat all over it and then put a giant American flag in it, so it had like this beautiful happy ending.
So I don't disagree with you that it's not a good movie,
but you don't like the original.
But also the original is not that fucking good, dude.
I highly disagree with you. And like, there is a number of Patreon who disagrees with you.
They basically what happened with Inside, they were like, here's this piece of turd, I'm going to put it in a Burger King wrapper. Here's the same piece of turd, but Americanized. It's fine.
As long as you realize that it was Americanized and made worse than what it was.
No, it's just a different wrapper.
That's fine.
Nah, but I
love the movie, and I realized they made it much, much, much worse. And they did the same thing the Martyrs movie did. They took everything that made the original good, and they threw it out the window. And just did something American.
It's like that. It's like that meme where it's like, I made this. You made this. I made this. It's the same piece of shit.
It's like the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
Yeah.
All right. You're wrong, but I get you.
It's okay. I can be wrong. Alia. You're number three, dude.
I'm going to get skipped because I also put Slenderman as my number three worst movie.
So that's good, though. Like, there's a consensus that like we can work towards. Like, we're circling the drain to find the biggest piece of shit.
So bad, and I reverse nitpick the shit out of it. But
Slenderman and Cloverfield.
Those are the only two that have matches.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe Rhett's got Slenderman as his number one.
That would be dope.
I'm not saying anything. Okay.
All right. Next up,
number three, Death House. And I know that's actually. See, I thought about putting Death House number one because. From the movies I've watched with you guys, I didn't get to see like Anonymous 616 and shit like that.
I didn't even put that on my list.
I didn't either.
This is one of those movies that's just very, very poorly executed. I mean, but there's like fun to be had unintentionally to me, like that elevator thing.
Dude, that's why
that
I couldn't.
That shit is fucking hilarious.
Every time I thought about putting it on the list, I thought of the elevator scene. I'm like, it's too fun. It's too fun to hate.
But that's the wrong.
Like, I might watch that movie again.
But that's the wrong movie. Like that's
like, I might actually watch it again.
Just the elevator scene, though.
Well, no, like I'm thinking about it. It's sticking around in my head. Like, what a fucking bizarre bad movie.
I feel bad because like I think that a lot of our friends and a lot of like the people in our community love that movie.
Well, that's because like it has a wonderful idea. You know, it's like, let's make the biggest gathering of like horror who's who.
It's like the gathering of the Juggalos.
Kind of. You know, like it's something that you like in theory, but you don't actually want to experience it. It's kind of Death House.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that basically takes my number two spot. So I'm going to skip this turn and you're up for number two.
So that's funny because my number two is Anonymous 616. You want to talk about movies that pissed me off? Yeah, that movie pissed me off.
Wow. Boy. I got to see that one.
No, you don't. Like, that's the thing is, like, there's people who are like, oh, man, they really slammed that movie. I got to watch it. Like, I'm not doing it to be funny. Yeah. Like, my actual anger comes through when I'm talking about these things. Yeah. And I hated Anonymous 616.
Yeah, there are definitely times when we're like, this movie is terrible, but, like, watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's so terrible. This one was like, no, don't even. Don't even.
Nothing about it. Just, like, his God complex, the pedophilia, like the rape, like it was trying to be really edgy and it failed. It was trying to be really deep
and it failed.
Yep. It was trying to like have like this God metaphor thing and be really trippy. It failed. Like it failed on every single level. And I hated that
movie. Yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah.
It was a terrible movie.
I kind of wish you would have put it on your list just so we could make that the worst movie of the year.
Maybe it might be.
Yeah, we're maybe not there yet. Though.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Well, you did say it wasn't on your list.
Well, maybe I'm fucking with you.
Okay.
Alia?
Number two?
Yeah.
My number two is The Predator.
Yeah, oh, nice. That's good.
Okay, that
I'm surprised it showed up again.
It's
wow.
Because of that bitterness button, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I appreciate them making it all about sex, but that's not what I came for.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, you were digging the Predator's abs.
Yeah, well, they made it like so. They're like,
making movies all about sex. I was at my family's house yesterday. And
I don't like where this is going.
No, it gets worse.
That's not my kind of porn. I don't get it.
So I brought up the who's the sexiest Disney princess. And I was like, it's Nala, you motherfuckers. It's clearly Nala.
And they're like, oh, no.
You sick son of a bitch. But Predator, number two for Alia, nice.
That gives Predator a big jump to the worst.
Yeah, it's looking like it might be the worst.
There's a tie. Dude, there's
two weeks in a row you brought up Nala. And
yeah, no, I'm not even joking.
So well, they do it. No, I know you're not, because
she's got them big lashes.
The eyes that they do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about Maid Marian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. Also, what's her name? She wasn't a princess, though. From Goofy
there
movie.
You go.
Dude, and what's her name from Chippendale's Rescue Rangers? Yeah. Gadget.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, what's your number two?
Daisy Duck got a fat ass.
Slenderman.
Slenderman, all right.
So we're skipping.
Slenderman and Predator.
Predator only has two, right?
Cloverfield has two.
Cloverfield has two, Predator has two, and Slenderman has three.
Slenderman has three.
Slenderman so far, three. Okay.
Slenderman's in the lead.
He's doing very well.
Okay.
Being very bad.
This was a late, so my number one worst movie, and this was a late entry into the year, and which is interesting because Anonymous 616 is a bad movie. It's not good. It's not a. It's a bad. It's a bad. It shouldn't be have made.
Is that your number one?
No.
Oh, okay. No. But I know where this is going.
But the movie that pissed me off the most, and fucking, I cannot.
I know.
I can't handle.
You don't.
How stupid this movie is, and it also offends me on a deep level.
Ends him.
It's The Farm, dude.
What?
I told you didn't know. Like,
fuck The Farm and everything.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're stupid.
Dude. Dude.
Fuck that movie.
I wish Alia could have been on that show. Like, she had fun with it, too.
Damn.
I just, like, I thought it was, I was pissed off at it until I started laughing.
Until it ended.
Until they showed all the people in the cages, and I was just like, oh my God, these people are so pathetic. And I was just like laughing at them.
This is a woman who laughs at babies crying. So sad.
Like, they were so sad and like miserable. They were just like,
No, but also get out of that cage.
There's no lock on it.
That's what's so good about it. They're just like,
is that what's so good about it, Alia?
They're so bummed out. They like can't even, they're just like, they can get out of those cages so easy, but but they're just so sad.
It's pathetic.
No,
fucking losers.
Sorry. No. You guys are...
And then it had that melted face, dude, that she wanted to fuck.
You guys are ascribing way too much importance on details that did not fucking matter in this movie.
That's the only thing I could focus on in that movie, so...
Yeah.
All right.
My sheer and utter enjoyment of that.
Your worst movie of the year, if you could, Matt Smith.
Man, if you've listened to the show throughout the year, you know what my fucking worst movie is. And that's fucking Director's Cut. I don't care if it's a Dread Central Presents movie.
Look.
Like... Fuck that movie. That movie was the biggest piece of shit. It is personal with that movie.
You've got like, actual history with this
like,
movie.
Like, I hate this movie. I hate that I kickstarted this movie. I hate that I waited fucking 5 years for this piece of shit to come out. I hate that they didn't even send me my fucking grab bag that I was supposed to get. I hate everything about this movie. You know when I like hearing Penn Jillette do voiceovers? When he's being funny and when he's doing bullshit. You know when I don't like hearing Penn Jillette do voiceovers? Any other time, especially during a movie.
Well,
that's
on,
like,
unless it's on bullshit.
That's what I said. It's good when it's on bullshit, but like on this, there is what appears to be a very interesting crime drama underneath this recut horror movie piece of shit. You know what? And that's the thing, man, is like, he's like, I actually thought about not putting this on the list. Cause I'm like, you know,
you didn't want your feelings to
cloud. Can't go into all this stuff.
No, not even that. I'm like, should I, being the fact that it's a Dread Central Presents release. Yeah. And then, you know, a friend of mine told me like, don't compromise your integrity for anybody.
I spoke to a friend of mine
and like,
and she told me
I really like that.
She told me something special. She said, don't let your feelings cloud your judgment. Just put it out
there. And that's the thing is like, I really hate this movie. I hated it from like minute two all the way through minute too many. And
whoa,
got him. It is awful.
Clever guy.
And if nothing else, let this show that my loyalty is to myself and to this show.
To thine own self be true.
He turned it into a cause.
Now. Yeah. All right.
That's really good.
All right, Director's Cut. You might be the only one voting for
I'm
that.
I'm sure though, I am, but you know what? In my heart, that is the worst movie of the year, no matter what we decide collectively.
Oh, shit. Alia?
Truth or Dare is my number one. Because I don't remember almost anything about that movie.
I remember laughing a lot at unintentionally funny.
Yeah, that movie was hot ass trash.
Is that your number one too?
Truth or Dare.
Is that your number one?
Piece of shit.
That wasn't yours. Yours was the
Here's what I'm going to tell you though. If we're voting for worst movie
Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare wins.
I almost put Truth or Dare on my list just because I was like, we're going to need a definitive loser. And I did hate that movie and I should skew towards...
Look, my list aside, I think that if we unanimously pick Truth or Dare as our worst movie of the year, I would be super okay with that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this stuff...
What do the votes say?
Well, because that's not...
I got you. That's just an arrow leading to the end.
Okay, hold on. So
we're reaching a consensus.
Slenderman was your, what, number four?
Number two.
Number two worst?
Yep.
You?
Number four.
So that's 4 points for you, 2 points for you. You're number three, so that's 3 points.
I think
Slenderman gets nine. So Truth or Dare gets 10 just from you two.
Yeah.
I think Slenderman...
So it went either way, I think.
Yeah. I think Slenderman by the numbers, like in terms of like how many people voted for it, is the worst. But it's on here. It's on my list.
It's on mine. Both of them.
Never mind.
Worst three: Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Slenderman a close second.
Yeah.
And Hell Predator.
House. Damn! It's between Cloverfield Paradox and fucking.
Okay,
Predator.
Cloverfield was not that bad.
Cloverfield is an incomplete movie.
It's
like they released it in fucking beta mode.
Here's what I would tell you. I think that there are enough enjoyable things in Cloverfield Paradox.
That's why I left
to kick it off of.
I could argue the same thing about the Predator. Like every time the Predator's on scene,
that's fine. That's fine.
At least it had a Predator.
For me, I think we kick.
The Predator was killing people with guns too.
That's
the whole thing. I didn't like. Yeah,
we got to kick Cloverfield off because there are some funny things. There are some cool things that they're doing.
The body in the wall was just rad.
Yeah,
like, I like that.
Okay,
I think that's it. Merits enough positivity to not be.
It did have the body in the wall
worst.
And That alone makes it better than Predator.
No one else mentioned Death House?
No. Patreon did.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Couple. Okay. So, worst Truth or Dare, Slenderman, Predator.
Yeah. But good. I think for me, it's Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Truth or Dare. Yeah.
Fuck Truth or Dare.
Cool. Blumhouse wins.
You know what?
Losing.
I think the reason why it wasn't on my actual list is because I was so apathetic about that movie that I was kind of like, just like.
That's why it doesn't. Made it.
That's number one.
It right? doesn't even that's deserve why. To be like mentioned in the worst list. It's so bad. Does that even make sense?
For me, it was so meh.
It disappeared from my brain. Just like these files, you don't need them. Like I don't remember like anything about it.
I think I texted you the other day when I was watching.
You're like, it's the best, dude.
Dude, when she's walking around the roof of the house, and because her dare is she has to walk around the roof of the house drinking vodka.
Yeah.
And then the girl sees that she's gonna like fall on a fence, and so she goes and starts ramming the fence with a car, which is obviously going to shake the house. You know, I mean, it was just. It's just like, what the fuck am I watching?
Teenagers, dude.
I mean, that yeah. And the whole film is just bad, but that scene was like really...
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. The whole thing is horrible.
Yeah. And, I mean, as a horror film, I mean, it's PG-13. It's like, none of it makes any fucking... Yeah, I don't even...
You know, the one scene that I remember and like remembering...
Is it sexy?
Is... I didn't even remember that. The fact that I forgot a sex scene tells you a lot about the movie. Yeah. Nah, when homeboy gets that stupid grin on his face and slips on the pool ball.
Over and over and over.
It's funny every time I watch. Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the ending was kind of like a clever little, like...
Switcheroo.
It's like It Follows, but you don't have to fuck everyone. You can get a whole bunch of people. You can get a whole bunch of people ahead of you by putting it online. But then you have to have like a video presence, and like if we did that on our YouTube, like we'd be dead in a week.
Yeah, there'd be no. Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be many people watching. It would get like 47 people.
Yeah.
All right, Truth or Dare. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You're the worst movie of the year. And not many people voted for you. That's what's really interesting.
Really? Maybe they forgot about it.
But enough people voted and in the right place.
It's Trump's America,
everybody. The Electoral College took fucking Truth or Dare to the worst movie of the year.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about our favorite movies of the year. This ought to be interesting.
It's going to be way different. Yes.
Guess what?
We're back. Fuck yeah. This is the last time we're going to be back this year.
We already talked about it earlier.
Sad face.
But what's up with the Patreon?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is your place for butt stuff.
Patreon 2019 butt stuff.
That was a malfunction right there of my brain. You can go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast and help me get my brain fixed, or help us get our laptop fixed when it breaks down.
Help us get insurance that we need for this MRI scan.
All of these things that cost money at this show. And in return, you'll get exclusive episodes, bonus content, exclusive merchandise, and like cool stuff like
Matthew,
the fucking Christmas card and
Matthew
stuff we sent
out.
Spent
a shitload of money on Patreon's present this month.
Yeah, I do. Nah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I got a good deal. I shopped around a little bit. But it came out really fucking cool. You know, we got to use some titty bats art
that never got used for anything.
I'm proud of patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast for helping keep this show afloat and being the coolest fucking people I know.
That's true. You know what? That is true. Actually, yeah. I said that very flippantly, but now I'm thinking back.
That they actually are the coolest
dude,
people
Our patrons are the best.
Like, we talked to a bunch of them. Like, fucking Brian and Fred came out and, you know, hung out with me at Fist Combat. Fred has fed us
multiple times. And each time I'm like, damn, dog, what are you doing?
Yeah, fucking Donovan sent us this cool package. Like, other people have sent us packages in the past.
This episode brought to you by Buffalo Trace.
You want to know how fucking cool our Patreon is?
Yes.
One of our Patreon members.
One of them.
His dad was like the fucking Canadian Mr. Rogers on Nickelodeon for many years, for decades.
Yep.
Kids grew up on it. Like, I asked Jamie, I'm like, hey, have you ever heard of this show? And she's like, I grew up on that. His fucking dad is like Canadian Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, and he's been one of our homies from like the beginning.
Yeah, pretty early on. Again, we love you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the...
The goods.
The goods. The goods, the goods, the goods.
That wave of anxiety again.
Here we go.
You're changing up the rules this year, right?
No. Here we go.
Okay. Cause like,
how am I?
No, because I thought we weren't doing stuff that didn't have an actual release this year, and we're doing movies.
Yeah. How do you know that I have changed anything?
You told me that there was a TV show.
Or have I?
And you told all of us.
You said he might.
Okay. Or have I?
All right, all right.
In your face, dummy. At number five for me, this was a late year entry. Overlord. I really loved Overlord.
Oh my God.
Now thinking about it, like I had so much fun with Overlord.
I'll see you guys later.
Look, dude. You can see us later.
Hey,
whatever the
that's
fuck
only
you want.
This. Oh, come that's on. Only this idiot's
see,
opinion.
You're not supposed to say that. Come on.
I really enjoyed Overlord, and I think that it was like it was doing. I hadn't seen a good zombie film in a really long time, and so I was happy to get something that was well done, had good effects, was.
Good production value.
Good production value. Sure. Fun from start to finish.
It had Kurt Russell's kid in it.
Kurt Russell's kid, who has been in two things now that I really enjoy. So if you don't like it, I'll fucking fight you.
I mean, like, I kind of didn't like it.
Okay, well, go to hell.
I want to fight. I want to arm wrestle, dog. That's what I want to do.
I'll jujitsu your ass, dude. I'll take you right now.
I want to do it right now. So that means it's my turn?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to preface this, and I'm going on Instagram Live for this. I want to preface my best of list by saying that if I was allowed to do something that I saw this year that hasn't actually been released,
The Head
would be the best movie of the year.
Yeah,
I'm saying that right now. So when it comes out in like March or April, all of you go see The Head because this would be my best movie for 2018.
You're probably going to have to look for it though.
And if it's my best movie for 2019... Or if it's not on my list for 2019, it was a great year for movies. Just saying.
This seems like that scene in Jay and Silent Bob when he's talking to the fucking internet and he's like, all of you dick suckers.
You are the ball lickers.
You are the ball lickers. We're going to make you eat your shit and then throw up that shit.
And then eat shit that on shit, the shit that shit our shit.
Okay, so I haven't seen The Head, so I have no opinion.
No,
but
it's holy fuck. It's
that.
Good.
It's in your top five.
It would be my number one if we were doing movies that
everyone's
didn't seen. Have a big release.
Okay.
Yeah. And
do you have a backup for that in case
for my number one?
Well, for your number five.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I have everything.
No. I mean, so that like, not if, everybody has seen The Head. If The Head didn't exist.
Okay. Yeah, I have a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's
yeah.
do five again.
So my number five is Boarding School. It's yeah. I tried telling y'all. It's like a movie that
I've seen that.
That it felt like it was gonna be like more elevated horror nonsense. There's like this kid who's like traumatized by nightmares and he's like cross dressing and he like questions his sexuality and his stepdad sends him to a boarding school to get fixed. And
he's like, are we good?
And it's exactly. It's really slow and kind of arty for about like the first hour. But then it just gets fucking bananas for like the last 30, 40 minutes. And it's stuck with me since I watched it in like May.
Okay.
And it was the reason I had so much trouble with my best of list.
Cool. All right. We'll have to check that out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I want cookies.
We will get cookies.
Oh, he wants cookies.
Yeah, we'll get cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth best. Terrified.
Terrified.
Only by virtue of being like the actual scariest movie I've seen in a really long time.
The fact that that's the scariest movie you've seen in a long time and it's your number five has me really interested in the rest of your list.
I screamed like I haven't felt like that in a long time.
I cannot agree with you more. Terrified was so much fun. It was so creepy.
I'm really dreading that
Argentina,
Del Toro's
right?
gonna do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
It's
I mean,
on Shudder,
people. That's an incredible film. Fuck all of this, like, oh, but I don't the fucking,
you know what? I couldn't. I was like so, I was like in shock the whole time watching that movie.
Just watch the movie. Don't be an asshole. Watch it. It's good.
She screamed in a way I've never heard her scream before.
I probably scared the people all around
her. I thought, no, dude, like, I thought we watched it in Telluride at the hotel as it was screening at the theater down the street.
So and glad I got to do that on here.
I thought people in the hotel were going to think I was murdering her. Like, that's how loud and, like, blood-curdling her scream was.
Damn.
It was gnarly. Damn,
it was, like, from the belly, just like...
Advertisement.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, what's your number five?
Number five. Okay.
Okay.
This is a movie, like, this is a movie where it's a really tight film. Like, I kind of feel bad for putting it
like,
five.
Like, tight or, like, tight?
It's tight as fuck. No, but it's just well, it's well constructed. It's well executed. And it, there's a lot of suspense in it. It was high. It was really successful. Big
suspense,
word of mouth.
Ria?
Sarsaparilla? No, but, Suspenseria. It was, you know, it was a big hit because of word of mouth. But I kind of feel bad for putting it on number five. Uh-huh. It's just I don't love it. For whatever reason, it's a Quiet Place.
I really
respect this movie though.
So I'm gonna spoil
that
it.
I think on one of my first lists.
I didn't put that on my list at all. Yeah. But for the same reasons, I wanted to. Yeah. Like it was beautiful. It was well done. Like seeing John Krasinski in a serious role.
He directed it also.
Yeah. Like I think they did a really great job of creating a universe where they can do other films.
Right. It felt like the best like Cloverfield film that wasn't a Cloverfield film.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? and like yeah. I feel like this did the same thing that Get Out did and that Hereditary did, where it really worked to legitimize horror as an art form.
Well, and not only that, it legitimizes filmmaking-wise. Comedians as horror directors, because I think that
timing.
We've talked about this, but horror and comedy are, you know, very, very strange bedfellows. They're Nala, they're Nala in The Lion King.
They're
inbred, strange bedfellow cousins.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. And, you know, it's all about timing in both of those things. And I think that John Krasinski has shown that not only does he know his way around a camera, but he knows his way around a script.
Right.
Around, you know, like himself. Like, dude, I got to imagine directing yourself is like weird.
Well, I mean, like, at the same time, you know what you want you to do, so you do
well,
it.
Well, you've been, but you've been directed your whole life, too, like your whole career, you know? So, like, as
a lot of actors make that transition.
I'm just bummed he didn't have, like, one look into the camera.
Well, yeah, and like, he spent so many years silently staring into a camera that this was right up his alley. Yeah. He did have that little Jim and Pam moment with the headphones, which was a little fucking cute.
Oh, my God, I love that shit.
Yeah, I mentioned, like, it derogatorily for... another movie earlier.
Is that a word, derogatorily?
That one's real.
Okay.
I mentioned it for other stuff.
In a derogatory fashion.
In a derogatory manner. The PG-13 thing. Quiet Place is PG-13, and it's perfectly fine. Like, it makes perfect use of what it's working with without a bunch of gore. I mean, the nail on the stairway was one of the most suspenseful things I've seen the entire fucking year.
Yeah, that was not one of those, like... That wasn't one of those, like... what do they call it? The film thing where they set it up in the very beginning and then it ends
the
up.
The MacGuffin?
Motif.
No. It's like
red herring?
Somebody's gun. Oh my God. Why am I fucking...
He's thinking... Yeah, there's some... I don't know.
There's some...
Chekhov's gun.
Chekhov's thing.
Pistol. Okay.
Chekhov's pistol where they set it up way in the beginning and you're like, oh, this has got to be something.
Right.
But it never felt like that. It wasn't like
it was
nailed,
really yeah, it was something, and every time they fucking walked by it,
you're like, guy!
Like, fuck.
Yeah, and then when it actually happened.
And that speaks volumes about how much you cared about the people, because when you don't give a fuck about characters, you don't care about a nail on a stairway.
Well, and you know? Yeah, you like
rooting for him to hit the nail.
Yeah,
right from the beginning.
You really don't care.
You see this family
hit the nail on the head. Actually,
you see this family experience like an extreme trauma with losing their child. You know, and then like you see the relationship that's strained between like the parents and the deaf daughter, and then like how that all changes and like.
And it was one
that
of those
was,
fun.
That like, was a really good movie.
Yeah,
I do feel kind of
communal like thing in the theater too. Like going to the theater is still this communal experience where you're with people, but you don't have to talk to them, which is nice.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, fuck you guys, you know. But it's nice to see you, you know. But
it's nice to no, together.
But then like that was one of those things where it gets so quiet in the theater. You know, you don't have that in a lot of movies where the whole theater is just like shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
It's good though.
That's a good one. Okay. So next up on the list for me is Revenge.
Okay.
I love that movie.
I love that.
It's real good.
I love you.
I don't want to do that meme.
What were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to do it. What were you gonna do? I'll tell you later.
Oh, sounds good.
No, dude, Revenge, an out of nowhere kind of
diamond in the rough.
Diamond in the rough, surprise out of left field, whatever other fucking goofy thing you can say. I really dug it. There's some shitty stuff in that movie like that.
You can nitpick it to death. God damn it.
The gore is great though.
Yeah.
Like you could, you know, you could nitpick that beer can thing to death and be like, but it's backwards, but it's like forwards, but if it would burn her skin, I don't know.
Okay, but there's obviously some mystical shit going on. The second time watching that shit around,
but also I would tell you,
mystical shit going on.
I would tell you, if you're gonna
pick those undertones,
if you're gonna pick it to death, you know, go fuck yourself. It's a fun movie. Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. It's good.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense, but yeah, it was. It was. I've watched it three times already.
It's like an exaggerated, like almost mythical thing about the War of the Sexes to me. Like you have revenge movies, and it's usually a guy getting revenge.
Well, like something revived her. Like even the amount of blood they showed is like wow.
Well, and that's it's about like the divine feminine being revitalized and like fuck you, you know? Like that's what I got.
When they first show her after she, I'm gonna spoilers. All right,
yeah.
So close your ears. After she is impaled and they show her for a minute, like not moving, not breathing. And then they like go down and then she just wakes up and then she starts like, then she takes a deep breath and wakes up. So there's some shit going on. You can't tell me no other way.
See, and I would argue that it's not always the man in revenge movies, like, at least not in horror films. Like that's kind of what horror films were built on. Sure. It was like the revenge.
Aside from the horror,
but
films,
in real life,
like, yeah, in real life, the revenge movies are always, you know, like,
yeah.
It's always Bronson. It's always the dude. It's always, yeah.
Bronson is fucking like this rad.
This would happen to the woman.
I don't mean Bronson. I mean like Charles Bronson.
Oh, no. But Bronson is fucking rad.
Well, yeah. The big point of departure here with this with me was this would happen to the woman. The husband would come back and try to defend her, and they would kill him too.
Yeah.
Or they would kill her and leave him for dead, and then he'd go after them. And this one, he like tries to cover for him. Which is like talking like shit, a lot of shit about guys.
She's the other woman too,
right? Like, she's the other woman, which is a huge.
And it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
There it is. They have songs about this shit.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And
are we good?
Women ostensibly love those songs,
which is weird.
Well, that's a good beat.
Yeah, I was gonna say like there's a bunch of shitty songs, but song. I like they have a good beat.
Next up.
Isn't that you?
I got skipped.
You just went. Why?
You?
What's your pick?
No. What?
Terrified.
Oh wait, yeah. You went Revenge. That was your pick.
Yeah.
Okay. My number four is a movie that I'm sure none of you have seen either.
Yeah.
The Clove Hitch Killer. That movie is.
Is that a Cloverfield movie
Paradox?
Nah, dude. It's.
I wanted to see that one.
It's a serial killer movie that does not rely on nostalgia to drive home the point. Looking at you, Summer of '84.
Oh.
Dude, I wanted to see this one, and then I saw Cal G rave about it on Twitter, and I was like, all right, well, that just jumped up on my list. It is fucking good, man. It is really good. Like, it does that whole, is he a killer, isn't he a killer, where, like, the son thinks that his dad's a serial killer, and the whole thing just unravels before your eyes. And I don't want to get too much into it because I'm sure almost nobody's listening has seen it. Somebody on Patreon put it on their worst of list. But yeah, it's really good. Really good. I'll just say that. Made me want to learn how to tie a clove hitch knot. Did I look into doing it? Nope.
Nope.
But it made me want to do it.
All right. Next up, Alia.
Next up on my list is What Keeps You Alive.
This was a late entry for you.
Yeah.
Good selection.
It just ran up. I thought it was scary because that is like actually the most like real, I think, and common type of serial killer that gets away with it is like spouse killers and especially pushers.
Yeah, like that mayor in Telluride.
Make it look like an accident. Oh. I don't think he was mayor. I think he was he mayor?
I think he was. Like, some dude in Telluride.
Spouse killer.
Yeah, we were at a restaurant and the owner of the restaurant was telling us a story about this guy who was just like well known and like everybody loved him. Might have been mayor of Telluride at some point. and he disappeared forever. Like he would take time off, like summers and stuff. And then one time he never came back, and it turns out he'd been arrested because he pushed his spouse off of the Grand Canyon.
Like twice, whoa. I think.
And that was, yeah, it was like the second or third time that he'd done that with his wife.
Look, if you've gotten away with pushing your wife off the Grand Canyon at least once.
Don't take another one out there.
Don't do it again.
I think it was just like a pusher. Like that was his thing. Is like,
I mean, look, you're not going to get away with it a second time.
They went camping. You know, he found women who like to do that kind of shit. And
it's like, you know what? I don't like you nagging me about picking up my fucking underwear off the floor. You gotta go.
Bitch, I'm gonna send you with a donkey off of this fucking Grand Canyon.
She was on a runaway donkey.
That was an accident, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a super... It's...
But like, okay.
And spouse killers are the ones who get away with it the most. And that was like, you just scary ever see to me
Sleeping with
that.
The Enemy with Julia Roberts.
I think if he would have sent the second wife down with a donkey, he might have gotten away with it. Been like, she was on a rogue donkey, dude. That donkey just ran right for the edge.
And I would have got away with it.
If it wasn't for that meddling donkey.
That goddamn donkey. All right, Red.
That's good.
What's next?
I'm with you on this one, Jorge. Revenge.
It's a good one.
So we can skip it, basically. But I do want to mention just the visual aspect of the movie, too. And how primal it was.
Eye-popping.
Like, and well, she's... Because I saw this this one
more... A lot
more,
of close-ups.
Yeah, I saw this one more recently than you guys did. I believe, unless you watched it again, probably. But she's impaled on the thing. And then she's like, you know, she lights it on fire for it to crack. But the drops of blood and then dropping on an ant, you know? Like, there were freaking asteroids hitting the ground and all that. And just, like, those images. And then she's in the cave and freaking burning the metal out. She's cauterizing the wound.
But even just her neon earrings. Like, you know, that was badass. And that scene where...
The neon earring. The whole time, and her nail polish that gets all scraped off, but it's still on neon pink and it's all textured. Yeah.
Even when Homeboy's riding that motorcycle and, like, the score that goes with it.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many good things. He's got the mask on at night.
That's why I hate doing these lists, because it's like, if I could do top 10, it would be a lot easier, but then
would
finding
it, though?
It,
would
no,
it, really?
It wouldn't. It would just be twice as hard.
I forget the director's name. It was one I hadn't seen before. I don't know. And I think it was
a female.
Yeah, that's what convinced me to see it, actually, because I was not into watching it.
Really,
I was like,
eager
really
to see what,
another rape revenge.
It's definitely like one of those where I felt like Alia, like, from... like face value wasn't gonna like delve into it.
I wasn't into it. I was like, do I really have to see this? And then I like looked it up and I was like, fuck,
rape movie.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So it's such like,
a,
okay, well.
That's like a huge difference too, like, you know, the difference between film and a book. Like on paper, this is a very slight movie, story wise. You know? It's all about what happens in front of you. Yeah. It's not about you know what.
There's no like inner dialogue.
There's not a big.
It's fight or flight the whole time.
Well, there's not a big story here per se. Yeah. There's an incident and then there's consequences because of that. You know.
Yeah.
So even like how they're going around in circles in that house and just covered with fucking blood, like it was a maze. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up for me, this is number 3.
Yes.
So, despite the fact that it wasn't a perfect movie, The Ritual has a real deep spot in my heart, dude. I loved...
How much of that shit have you drank, dude?
What's your problem?
No, it was a joke about The Ritual.
I mean, we've already killed like half a bottle between the three of us.
I just can't believe The Ritual is that high for you, bro.
It is, dude.
It was really good.
I had such a good time watching The Ritual, and that the character design, the monster design was as original as it was. To me, a good monster, a good movie makes.
It has a badass monster too.
Wow. There is a lot that I will forgive if the monster is done well and it does things. You know,
if it's done well and does things.
Yeah, because I want the monster to do things. If you're going to show me the goddamn monster, what was that fucking, that trash bag monster movie that we saw?
Which one?
Possum?
No, not Possum. It was last year. It was the one where it was like on the side of the road and
The Monster?
I want everyone to see called Possum, the monster? By
the one with the car and the two sisters or something, the older girl and the younger girl? Yeah, the
Fuck
monster.
That movie, because it was a terribly done monster that didn't hold my attention at all. At least The Ritual, despite its shortcomings, I thought was very, very, like, there was a lot of things going on.
You had it did have a super cool monster.
Really good movie. You had some really trippy existential, like,
yeah, he said, dude, that when you say that word, my brain lights up.
Like it's all fucking,
I don't think it's your brain that's lighting up.
I love that. It's been transcends. It's, now it's existential.
It's the deed.
He got a little soggy.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, soggy gross. Don't say
when
that.
When they do those scenes where you kind of like, you don't, like it splits reality between like the forest and like the Quickie Mart thing that they were in. Like I thought those scenes were very effective. And then you get to the ritual point at like the last third of the movie, and I thought it was very effective and a very good movie. So
it just tickled you.
Yeah, I mean that movie in particular did some things for me, and I really enjoyed it.
I did
really
love like that monster. I really like that. It was some cool Silent Hill looking shit.
Yep. Yeah, it was, especially when like they released the actual like fucking concept art of it and like the sculptures. Oh, it's badass.
See, the thing is like my top two beer will surprise no one. So I figured I should probably throw a little bit of a mulligan in my third.
I feel like
I know your top two.
I feel like I know his top two, but
if you don't, then you don't know me very well.
Yeah, I knew what your worst of was gonna be.
Yeah,
and I knew like when we were doing best songs of the '80s or no best movies of the 2000s for Dread Central. I knew what your picks were gonna be too. I'm like, oh, of those movies, it's this one and this one and Pitch Black. My number three is What Keeps You Alive. Okay. That movie was fucking brilliant. Like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, I haven't called really any movie a must-see. That's an absolute must-see. I was avoiding it for so long because I'm like, oh, it's an artsy movie about lesbians in the woods. I don't give a shit. And like, that movie is really fucking heavy and really deep and really, really awesome.
Okay, spoiler alert a little tiny, I didn't want tiny, to, tiny, I, tiny spoiler alert. Turn it down. It's really hard, I think, to make a woman scary, like really scary.
Or funny. You know?
And she was like...
Nurse Ratched in fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is terrifying.
Yeah, but I thought the main girl in What Keeps You Alive, I was like, dude, like she's really just like... She's so hateful, you know, like, yeah, oh my God, dude. Like she's hateful and relentless. And she's just like, woo.
And there was a scene Alia pointed out that I didn't notice on my first watch, but on my second one, like there's a scene where she's crying and she kind of like looks up like at the girl to see if she's buying it, like just really slyly. And that just shows like how fucking twisted and just sociopathic she is from the beginning. Oh, it's so good.
Watch it.
So yeah. Good.
Brett, you're number three, dude.
Dude.
We're taking a trip to Matt's favorite place. It's elevated. It's an elevated place.
Okay.
And there's hereditary things there.
Okay.
That's not, I didn't do very well with that.
But you mean like diabetes?
Yeah. And fucking HIV, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hereditary is my third.
Your third?
Of the year. I
knew what his top three was going to be from the moment we saw a
this
movie
year
about
began.
A month ago. No. I kind of knew it. I was like, it's got to be this, and this. Yeah. And so,
I figure that's going to be...
Surprisingly, I was, for me, I don't know, maybe it's not surprising to anybody, who cares. But Revenge and Hereditary, I kind of like went in my head like, which one, where? But Hereditary just has more thematic, I mean, it's just got more... It stayed with me longer.
I am kind of surprised that you had a battle between those two.
Yeah, well, because Revenge to me is about different stuff. It's primal. Like, the approach is completely different.
Yeah, it's way more visceral.
Yeah, it's not as... It's visceral, exactly. Hereditary was painful.
Wait, so in other words, these two picks were free will versus predetermined fate.
A little bit, yeah, absolutely. There's
because Hereditary is totally like everything is predetermined. Right. It was set in motion.
You're born into this,
and
bullshit.
Free will is or revenge is like, well, how bad do you want to live? Like, how far are you willing to go? How much are you ready to do?
Right? Are you more than what the situation you've inherited? Totally. Oh, yeah. Now look at it. You say you're not a theme guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
but you just themed us to death right now.
Every now and again, I find the toy in the cereal box.
He can see it. He just like
every once
stays
in a while.
The
dog was trickster.
Yeah. The big thing with me was
still think y'all are wrong about that.
Since I just watched Revenge, I mean, I to give it a fair shake, I'd have to see because Hereditary I saw months ago and it still sticks with me, and I've watched it a couple more times since then.
Yeah.
Revenge, I watched twice immediately, though. I was like, I want to watch that again, like tomorrow. Yeah. You know? But yeah, so Hereditary is my number three.
So I'm not going to, I guess my next two turns aren't going to be anything because my number two of the year was Hereditary.
Okay.
I mean, goddamn, dude. Like, I know my whole bit is like fucking like, if the movie is smart, then I'm fucking into it. Like,
what?
Yeah, like, well, no, that's
just.
What
the fuck am I supposed to do
that's
then,
the
man?
That's the fucking meme, right?
You like dumb movies too,
don't you? Yeah, like hearted stuff. Yeah. Dude. Don't call Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving too dumb.
I didn't say that.
I know.
But man, oh man, Hereditary, what a fuck.
Okay, so Hereditary would have made it maybe to my top five, but except for, I think, like, all the crying really just, like, dude. It just made me, like, it just was that, so much that it started becoming funny to me.
Hereditary is a fucking powerhouse.
See, and that's why it's not on my list either, is because, like, other than
probably
Toni Collette.
I was sitting next to him giggling the whole time.
I didn't care about anyone.
Oh my God, they're crying
like,
again.
I didn't like the father. I didn't like the son. The little girl was dead soon enough. And then like Toni Collette deserved an Oscar. But the rest of it, I'm just like.
Not only did. No, hold
I took
on.
A little too much
don't,
pleasure
don't
in
don't gloss
their suffering.
Over. Don't gloss over Toni Collette and be like, oh, she deserves an Oscar.
No, she was great in this movie. She carried this whole movie.
She put on a fucking masterclass, dude. She was like, look, guys, you want to know how to do fucking horror intelligently? Here's my big fat horror dick.
She was just better at crying than everyone.
Nah. Oh, there's a lot of subtlety
on.
There.
Oh, no,
there's
yeah.
There's a lot
she
of
did,
subtlety
she's
there.
The one that did more.
Including, like, that guy, the son that you guys talked so much shit about. Even
I didn't
you
talk
got in on this
him.
Fucking
I hated
shit.
That kid.
Dude, okay, well, you're supposed to. He's fucking. He's destroyed.
If you tell me that I'm supposed to hate the kid, I might actually stop this fucking show right now. Because
you're supposed
it's the
to
same,
hate the kid.
It's the same garbage that people come to me with fucking the Babadook. I'm sorry. Fuck that movie and fuck hateable kids. And you just don't get it because you're supposed to hate
nothing
the kid.
Was supposed to come at night. What came at night was the dread and the
hold
fear.
Hold on. Fuckheads, you guys are mean, okay? You guys are just mean people. You're being mean. You're being
don't
mean
look
to me.
I prefer the term cynical.
No, I'm playing around. No, but seriously. Even you guys did give it credit for, remember the scene where he's sitting in the car and just completely
I love that.
See, there's a lot of subtlety. All of these people
the
have an
slow
over the
glide
top
of his eyes in
yeah, that was
to see
fucking
the sister,
acting.
Like he needs to see it, but he can't.
Yeah, that wasn't just screaming, crying, being pathetic. That was fucking serious acting from that guy.
I loved watching him all cry though.
And it's like I told
dude,
you,
dude. Why are you looking at me? This is his number two pick, and he's right. Just like, fuck that fucking
all
movie.
All of a sudden,
he's all fuck that guy.
He's like, I meant my number two worst.
That's what I'm telling you. That movie is so strong that even given that piece of shit acting from that fucking goofball kid.
It's not
it's still number
shit
two.
Acting.
Dude, that scene where
you just thought he was pathetic.
That
That's
scene
all.
Where he's in the classroom, the worst.
He's all, oh!
Yeah, dude, it's the great worst, dude. It's like,
what?
In fact, I'll do you one better. It's worse even than fucking Jamie Lee Curtis in H2O when she wakes up from that screen, from that dream that she has.
We'll get to that.
You know what? The director had a big part to do with that too.
Hey, hold on. That's another episode for Patreon. Let's not
sneak peek.
Let's not bury the lead on that one.
But anywho, yeah, no. Hereditary. It's a fucking powerhouse. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
My number two is Terrified. It was fucking great.
All right,
the whole thing, yeah, from start to finish. Like the opening scene was
Dread
a little
Central,
no
back in the game.
No. This is Terrified.
Oh, not Terrifier. Same no. as Alia. I'm sorry.
Terrified.
Never mind.
Terrified. Yeah, that first scene, like it was kind of hokey, and I've heard a lot of people say I almost turned it off like because of this scene, but. After that, it's just fucking off to the races
with
insanity. Yeah. It's so good. It was the closest thing I've seen to a movie that scared me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually dreamt about it that night. Like, I mean, I don't have nightmares anymore, but like that.
It unsettled you.
That was the closest thing where like I dreamt about it.
Work nightmares yet.
I don't have
okay. Well, if you count work, where like I have the dreams where I'm going to work and doing my job for like. That amount of time. Dude, when I worked at Starbucks, I would have dreams where I was at a shift just making drinks for hours. And it was the worst fucking dream because then I would wake up and go make drinks at Starbucks for fucking hours.
Terrified.
Number two.
All right, Alia, number two.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I got skipped for three, but I would have got skipped anyways.
What was your three?
Revenge.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, nice. We didn't skip you.
Oh, wait. So you had revenge. Did you have revenge?
I did.
Where was yours?
Four.
Okay.
Four for me as well.
But my number two for the year was Annihilation.
Yeah!
So this is where we talk about Annihilation, basically.
This is exactly where we fucking talk about Annihilation. That's my number two as well.
Yeah. Dude, that's my number one. It's my number one.
It's not on my list. It was beautiful.
Not surprised.
The movie was ending, and he's like, "Yeah, I think this is too smart for me." That was his comment.
See, I don't even. But is it though?
No,
I don't.
Remember the Asian guy at the end? He's asking these linear questions, and she's just shrugging them off. Like that's not important. Like yeah. You know, like,
I don't think it's as heady as you think it is, man.
Well, then it was still too heady for me because I thought it was heady, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Even if it isn't that heady, it is very kind of opaque. Like it's hard to penetrate if you don't just let it.
It huge plays ideas. With big ideas.
There was some
and
big
I think
ideas.
That's where like the fucking wall is for Matt. Like that he. If it's using, if that's one of the tools it's using is big ideas, then
I'm very he's small like picture
out, like,
which is going to be very apparent with my number one pick.
I know where you're at.
Okay.
No, yeah, Annihilation for me. I think I've seen it. Oh, God,
okay, you know, that bear, help me.
You know, it's always shitty for me because I end up watching the same films kind of over and over again throughout the year.
That's how I judge what to make my best movies.
I've
the
seen,
ones that I
I've
watch
seen
over
Annihilation,
and over.
I think 12 times this year.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why when we have our conversation about like, what'd you watch this year, I'm like, or what'd you watch last week? I go, well, Annihilation again.
Yeah, nothing.
I like it's basically nothing because like I go between like Annihilation and something else this year.
Yeah,
it affected me
it's
so
a
much
mild addiction.
That it's such a beautiful movie, and that pool scene is so horrific that to me I go like that. If you don't call this a horror movie, like specifically, just that one scene in and of itself,
the
is
bear
like,
scene is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the jaw getting ripped off, which is full on body horror, like Cronenberg.
Well,
style,
and when they
like,
cut
badass.
Homeboy's gut open, and there's like the worms.
There's so much.
Well, and they're just showing the ugly with the beautiful, and the brutal with the soft, and then like you
but
know,
even
like,
the
it
beautiful
mixes,
is
mixes
creepy
everything.
Because
yeah, when
it's all
when,
wrong
when,
looking.
Because it's never you always miss that part when people talk about how beautiful nature is. It's like nature's fucking like savage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
hello. Dude. Like it's indifferent.
Like when
to
you.
You
when you watch you nature ever? Documentaries and then you yeah, like
it's both it's
compare humans to like the nature documentaries, it's really fucking fascinating, especially like the mating rituals.
Yeah.
It's wild.
When Tessa's character turns into like a tree, like that to me was like even just that scene was
also
so,
was that a Star Wars nod that her name was Ventress? Dr. Ventress. I mean,
maybe it was Dr. Venture.
The psychologist talking to the biologist, like how she. There's that scene where she points out the difference between being suicidal and being self-destructive.
Yeah.
Which is that's the kind of conversation I'd like to have with someone like every day, but you just can't have that.
Was this
too heavy?
Yeah. Was Annihilation your number two?
It's my number two as well.
So I think Annihilation is going to be the number one movie of the year because I'm sure you guys have the same number one, and it was your number one.
His number one is No.
I know. I think him and Ollie are going to have the same number one. I mean, we'll get to it, but if they do, then Annihilation is the number one movie of the year.
We'll see. All right.
Because you were number one for Annihilation.
Yeah.
That's not what I got.
Your number one, if I was to guess, it would be Terrifier.
100%.
Yeah.
This is everything I want in a movie.
Yeah.
I've watched this movie 12 times this year. Easily.
Yeah.
At least. I think it's...
And it's bonkers.
So now Dread Central's back.
It's fucking... Dread Central it's released my favorite and my worst movie of the year.
It's fucking great.
Imagine that.
Look at that.
Like...
No, that is, though. That's
Terrifier
great.
Is literally everything that I look for in a movie.
Would you look at that.
It's tits, it's blood,
look at that.
It's gore, it's innovative kills. Like, the scene where this woman is being chased and she is absolutely fucking terrified.
Nah.
And Art... Art sticks his hand through and honks a horn. That's like the most evil, sadistic thing I would think that you could do because her terror is a fucking joke to you. Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
And you're making jokes at her dismay. And that's beautiful.
And not only that, and not if you leave the film alone, like just as like a film, they also managed to create another horror icon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he already kind of was because he was in All Hallows Eve.
But even more so. I think All Hallows Eve was pretty much like small potatoes when it comes to like Art the Clown. Dude, Terrifier. God damn it. So Terrifier.
Your second is Terrified. Your first is Terrifier.
Yep.
That's fucking.
That's right. Rad.
And they came out roughly around the same time.
That's some good synergy.
It's right just there. Like if Art wasn't a horror icon before,
super low.
Yeah.
He two is now.
Being like, named those things in the same year.
But. The amount of
that they're both good.
Yeah. The amount of art. Fanfic or not fanfic, but fan art and tattoos and
yeah, dude,
even murals on fucking walls and streets. Like,
I think he's
astounding.
I think he's overtaken Pennywise as like horror's like
he's the best goddamn horror clown I've ever seen, ever.
Because you know, Pennywise isn't a clown; he's an intergalactic.
Like, Pennywise knows, you know.
Pennywise can kick rocks and flip flops and stub a toe.
Just wait till he turns into a spider, and then we're good.
That's all I want.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can guess. Is it gonna be? Can I guess?
It's the one.
Yeah. Is it gonna be Mandy?
Yeah,
of course.
Fucking Mandy. Same here.
It's these two.
It's super rare that a movie will have like such an extreme like reaction, and it is a lot to do with like on rewatches. It's a lot to do with the fucking with the score. Like it's absolutely the music.
The moment you saw Mandy, like you were texting us. Immediately, and you were saying like, "What the fuck?"
Mandy was a film because you know I'm a general like film buff, right? That was a film I had heard about months before they were talking about it, like on you know movie websites and whatnot. And then I didn't hear shit about it because it didn't get any distribution. But I remember reading the synopsis and seeing the poster. When I saw the fucking poster, and then I saw it was the guy who did Beyond the Black Rainbow, I'm like, "Well, this is definitely at least going to be interesting."
Yeah,
and I'm glad Nicolas Cage is doing something like this.
Well, he did Mom and Dad this year, too.
He did Mom and Dad, which I still haven't fucking seen. Which, if I did see it, because I like
him in that moment. I wouldn't say it's top, maybe not even top 10.
Definitely worth seeing.
But it's super fun. Like, it's Cage at his most cagey.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy who did the poster for Mandy also did the poster for The Head.
Yeah, did he?
And it looks amazing.
He did a poster for The Head, yeah.
Wow.
It looks so fucking good. I keep telling the guys that made it, like, I want one of these
Christopher
posters.
Shy.
It was actually hard for me between this and Annihilation, because Annihilation, it tickles my brain, but Mandy just gets, like, the emotional thing of it and the abstract, and it's just so much, it's art, like, it's just, and it's got so much stuff I like, even down to stupid things, like, it's got the King Crimson theme song, it's got the Cheddar Goblin, yeah. He talks about Galactus. I'm like, what movie has ever mentioned fucking Galactus? That's just a point. Like, it's an arbitrary, stupid point. But, you know, it's in there.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, like, where I want to put this movie. It's one of those movies where I see it and I want to put it in my top 10 ever. But that's, like, premature. But I really don't kind of feel. I'm really happy that Annihilation and Mandy.
You got to go with your gut.
You both have watched this multiple times.
I like how Mandy hijacks your feelings.
What's crazy about Mandy and Annihilation, they're like on sort of like filmmaking extremes. But there's a lot of shared DNA between the two.
Absolutely. The intersection between the ethereal and the brutal.
Like, do you see what I did there?
I see what you did there, buddy.
It gets kind of, it's brutal and it's like, but then it's beautiful. Like, yeah, there's a lot of, it's a great year when both of those movies come out.
Yeah, I don't
feel
disagree.
Like I need to watch that again.
You should.
Okay.
Well, we can watch it again.
So, by the numbers, is it Annihilation?
It's Annihilation.
But is it though?
Annihilation has 13 points.
No, I don't mean. Yeah, I understand by the numbers. Yeah. But what do you feel?
I mean,
I'm like, obviously
F&G
they,
here, but
they both feel Mandy.
I feel, but Annihilation. The only reason I don't feel Annihilation, not to speak for you guys, is because I don't know if it's a horror film. It qualifies.
Horror,
it's not a pure Mandy qualifies
it
more of a
does
horror
it.
Film.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, like
does
cults
it. It does.
And hell and
it
demons. Does.
I just watched it again, dude.
To,
like cutting the throat open
me,
and the blood going in his face. There's horrific
to me
stuff.
Now, and I don't want to be like, I don't want to speak too much for the show, but I think for me that it's a tie between Terrifier and Revenge.
Terrifier and Revenge?
Terrifier.
For the best movie of the year? I'm 100% with Terrifier.
So, but like, but the only thing...
Where the fuck are you getting that?
Well, here's the thing. So, I think that Terrifier was such a big... It made such a big impact in horror. Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, the community and all the love for art. Revenge, I think is the sort of like the unknown movie, right? Like nobody knew.
It's kind of like the feminist movie that's for everyone.
Right. Because the easy answer is, yeah, Annihilation's the best movie that we watched this year. Like that would be a simple answer to just give out.
And I mean, like,
what are you doing with Mandy here, bro?
In terms of,
I loved Mandy. Yeah. But it first off, it didn't crack my top five. And it's definitely not my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah. I don't even know that I'd put it in my top 10. It honestly,
Jesus Christ.
Look at that. Right there, it's not even in the highlighted semifinals. Like, it wasn't even close for me. And that's the thing, is I feel like Mandy and Annihilation, while they're both good movies, they're both very stylistic and very well shot, they're not for everyone. And I don't mean that like...
Well, no.
But I mean like, Alia usually doesn't like movies like Terrifier, but she liked Terrifier. And seems like everyone who likes Terrifier doesn't just kind of like Terrifier. They fucking love Terrifier.
My argument for Revenge would be that even a film that...
It's more artful.
From the outside... Well, not even that, but like from the outside, like a movie that Alia had no interest in watching because of the context of it, right? Because of the implication.
Yeah.
That subverted expectations after you got in there.
You fucking saying that every week?
Hey, it's every week, dude.
I got you. Okay, yeah.
I think that it speaks volumes of how good the movie is, and I think that it should
that movie is rewatchable as fuck too.
Yeah, it's like Predator. It's like I want to watch it again.
Yeah. No, but do I really say subvert expectations a lot?
Transcend. Yeah. Subvert expectations.
Damn it! It's because it's all that's in my head, dude. When I'm watching a movie, I go, "This transcends." This is truly an art form.
I want to mention at least one runner-up that made me really confused, and I swear to God, I thought I looked it up.
Words, dude. Yeah,
I thought it was 2018, but I think I was wrong. Now, like looking back, it says 2017. Tigers Are Not Afraid,
but it
or I haven't seen Vuelven.
I think that had its first festival showing in 2017 because it's not released here. It's not released in Mexico yet.
It's undistributed.
I'm okay. I'm okay with going with Annihilation for best.
Nah, you got me on the Terrifier train. I know you're there.
But Annihilation has three mentions too.
Yeah.
Can we put Terrifier number two?
By any numbers.
Yeah, I think we can go Annihilation, Terrifier.
Let's do a tie.
Can we do Annihilation, Terrifier?
That Mandy? Covers the fucking... Fuck, we can.
Both ends.
Yeah. Cover the fucking spectrum.
Yeah.
And you know what? Wait a minute. I just started with this, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but it seems like it's been a banner year for fucking horror movies.
I feel like we've been saying that, though, for the past 3 years.
It's the zeitgeist, okay?
Here we go.
People are into this shit right now because they're fucking, you know, they're worried about getting their head fucking blown off every time they walk out the door. But... anyway, I'm not going to talk about that.
But
so it's definitely going through a
have a tie. Yeah.
I think it's also that like since we're getting to a point where it's big again, a lot less movies are in that middle section, and there's a lot of outliers.
Okay, so
where they're like really extremely bad.
Annihilation enough as a horror movie,
and we have all the different mediums now too. We have the streaming services providing great content. Sorry.
I'm okay. Annihilation would scare my grandma, with Annihilation, Terrifier, a tie.
Okay. And Mandy. Mandy gets third by default.
Mandy is the spiritual king of all films.
Terrifier what?
It transcends
judgment. It transcends cinema.
Yeah.
Well, Terrifier kind of what?
Was both of yours?
No, George didn't even pick it. It's not even on his list.
But I can see... why it would be everybody's like favorite movie, but of the show.
And I mean, we just throw the rules out the window. So
it's
going to
be
cool.
Annihilation.
Like, it's Annihilation.
It's
dude.
Annihilation.
Sorry.
Oh, it's sci-fi. Oh no, he's going to explode. Okay.
Bear, just lean into the bear scene, dude. That was good.
It's like, horror sci-fi.
I'm getting that book and I'm going to make you read it.
Have you ever
it.
Done DMT?
I just think Terrifier.
What are you, Joe Rogan all of a sudden?
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
I think Terrifier is so much better. It may not look better, and it may
they're
not
like
create this beautiful, magical world. Yeah. But see, that's the thing, is like, you guys tend to
skew towards
a certain type of film,
and I
tend to skew towards a different type of film.
I think Terrified didn't also like make this awesome Terrified. Okay. Didn't make like, oh, boo. It wasn't like, I honestly can't even tell you that much about that movie. Like, I don't know if I love the characters or not. I don't remember that much, except that I was like freaked out watching it.
I'm okay with a tie. Are you okay with a tie?
I'll take a tie. I mean, like, it's not about me winning. That's the thing, though. Like,
yeah, but you're just three,
some pissed off people that Mandy didn't get.
I'm not pissed off. Like, I Terrifier got. I mean, not Terrifier. Annihilation got the most votes. It's a beautiful movie. I mean,
Electro College. Would you rather have Annihilation or Mandy?
I don't think that's how the Electoral College works.
I think it makes more sense to do Mandy and Terrifier.
See, the way the Electoral College, the way the Electoral College works is you guys.
If you're going to throw in Terrifier, I fucking love Annihilation,
but it can get accolades off of a horror podcast.
The way the Electoral College works is you guys all say Annihilation, but I'm bigger. So I say Terrifier, so I win. I get multiple votes.
Fuck it, let's say Cloverfield and then be done with it.
Oh no. All right, so I mean I think I guess if it's by the numbers, it's Annihilation, Mandy.
Annihilation.
I don't remember what the third one. All right. One. I think it's What Keeps You Alive.
I'm okay with that.
No,
Annihilation? I'm way okay with it.
Can we kick out Mandy and call it Terrifier and do Annihilation, Terrifier, What Keeps You Alive?
No, you may not.
Because, like, Terrifier, like...
Mandy has 10 points just by default.
So. I agree. See, you should throw
Terrifier in this thing. It's that pure horror film that's missing from this list here.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Okay, so it gets the popular vote. It gets the star.
It's got a clown.
But, I mean, it's... Like
Annihilation just trumped.
That's the thing is with the way horror is skewing these days, where it's like movies like Hereditary and A Quiet Place, and it's these slow, like dreadful.
Change is hard, I know, baby.
It's these slow, dreadful, you know, movies. Terrifier is a return to form for the slasher, and that's my horror bread and butter is slasher movies. Like that's what I grew up on. That's what I love. Like
it's nice to see it represented well,
and it's nice to see like. In a year where Halloween came out, and that's not on our best or worst list.
We'll call that one the underdog.
Here's what I would tell you, Matt. I would tell you to change your playbook up a little bit. Dude.
No. It has gotten me this far.
Don't tell him.
Don't tell me to like shitty movies. You tried to like tell me to like fucking Die Hard, and guess what? I don't like fucking Die Hard.
He's never watched Die Hard.
Actually, I did watch Die Hard.
It's not a shitty movie.
I did watch Die Hard.
I don't want to hear it right now.
No, he didn't finish watching Die Hard.
You know why? Because it was fucking boring, dude.
Okay. You know what? All right.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Annihilation, best movie of the year. It's done.
Who goes their podcast?
It's done. Who goes their podcast? Yeah, just because of that Die Hard bullshit.
I didn't dislike it either. That's the thing. It's beautiful. It's a good movie.
Quick segue shout out.
To what?
To Tara on Instagram, who was the set decorator
and creator
of Cheddar Goblin.
Awesome.
Yeah. When I was like bombarding Instagram with Mandy hashtags. Somehow that happened, and
she's like, "Bro, where's your Mandy tattoo?"
Nut up or shut up. Costumer on Instagram. Like,
where is your Cheddar Goblin tattoo?
Hashtag nut up or shut up.
The listeners, obviously, I have zero tattoos.
Listeners thought you were Mexican.
Hey, dude. I sound more Mexican than George. Apparently, yeah, you think true. I do?
Yeah. Dude, well, I mean, like, we're from South Bay, dog.
Yeah, you've got more South Bay roots than I do.
He don't know, homie. He's from Lakeside.
I grew up in Santee, my dude.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
He's technically whiter than both of us. Like, I'm Irish, and he's still whiter than me.
Wow. No one can be whiter than you, baby.
That's true. Except for John.
So, it seems that the Who Goes There podcast has not exactly agreed on our favorite movie, or the best movie of the year. But the worst one...
Truth or Dare.
All right.
So
we had consensus on a few of the worst ones.
If you had to guess, Patreon's
the worst three was easy.
Do you want Patreon's bottom three or top three first?
Let's go bottom three.
Okay, if you had to guess,
come on, Patreon,
babe. What would you think they are? I know I told you earlier, but there's no way you remember.
I don't.
Death House.
It's got
Death House.
Hold on. Wait, is your name Babe?
Oh, fuck.
Yours might be.
Sometimes it is.
Baby girl. Baby girl. What would
you guess?
No. Don't make me guess.
Okay, Rhett, what would you think Patreon's bottom three are?
Death House is in there.
And?
Truth or Dare is in there.
And?
Fuck. The Purge.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going Truth or Dare, Slenderman, and Mandy.
I think they forgot about Slenderman.
You guys are wrong on all counts.
What?
Because Patreon's worst movie.
This is cumulative, right?
Like, yeah.
This is all of them
point
together.
Based. Yeah. Point based. Patreon's worst movie is The Nun.
Okay. Oh. I'm down with that.
Patreon's
fucking yeah, fuck The Nun.
Second,
The Nun sucked me back in and then fucking shit all over me. I was pissed.
Second worst.
That's somebody's kink.
The Inside remake.
Okay.
People felt very passionate. It didn't get as many votes, but it got very high votes.
A lot of number ones.
And number three was Halloween.
Ooh. Wow, they're really angry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, come
dude,
on.
Patreon's worst of list had
they're bitter.
Roughly
Mandy I know was on
roughly
there.
30 movies. Mandy got 6 points. There was one Patreon who put it as his number five. So I only gave him the 5 points rather than the 5, 3, and 1 because he put it as his worst movie, his third worst movie, and his fifth worst movie.
He was not happy with it. Not happy.
So, ouch. Yeah. So
the hype was a little much for him. By the
time worst
saw
of that. was a mixed bag, and there was a lot of things very close, but those three were
okay,
out there.
I'm
so, what would you think their best of were?
Okay.
Somebody was up their ass about me picking fucking Annihilation, weren't they?
Of course you were going to pick. Everybody knew you were going to pick Annihilation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's sci-fi and it's horror, and there was no alien movie this year.
You'll never have robot legs. No, fucking.
Please sit on my face.
Fucking. Tara, okay, I'm going to guess. We should watch that movie.
Oh, shit. But.
Terrified or not Terrifier is okay. they selected that one, I would think.
Okay.
Especially if they were that pissed about what happened with Michael Myers. Yeah, I see.
Well, their worst of was all over the place. Their best of was a lot more focused.
Yeah, okay. And best of, let's see what else. What do I got here? Fuck. I'm not sure if they like Hereditary.
You don't tend to skew with Patreon.
No, you're not. Well, no, I'm not. Yeah.
You don't have your finger on the pulse of Patreon. No. You transcend Patreon.
Is Mandy in there?
I'll tell you once everybody has their pick.
Because that's okay.
Okay. Just go with it.
So you think Terrifier?
Oh, Mandy, Terrifier, and I don't know if they like Hereditary. Probably
say
fucking
it.
Not.
You keep going back around it. Say it.
Revenge
just
or Hereditary?
Just to be me.
Hereditary.
I'm gonna go Hereditary, A Quiet Place, Annihilation.
I'm going Hereditary, Mandy, Terrifier.
What about you?
She recuses
no,
herself.
No, why should I?
Okay.
Do they like Hellfest?
Rhett hit it exactly on the head.
What was it?
Good.
Hereditary's number one.
Yeah.
Good. Terrifier is a very close second.
Okay.
And Mandy is number third.
Fucking Patreon, I like you guys. See, I'm on the pulse with these guys.
Then there was for fourth place, there was a tie between Upgrade, A Quiet Place, and Annihilation.
All of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a lot of good movies this year, and there was a lot of bad
You guys got
movies.
Good fucking fans. Look at that.
Yeah.
We love our Patreon
the
members.
The best fans.
Oh, boy.
I'm still saying like you guys, you know, because I'm, you know.
Use guys.
There's no use guys. You were on the fucking Christmas card.
Is it a we?
It's a we now.
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, when you guys get the Christmas card,
sorry about that. That was super candid. We were like half-assed the whole way.
Well, and also our photographer was
inebriated.
Kind of on another level.
Off her tits.
She was really uncooperative. Oh, my God. Like, well, she's generally uncooperative.
That's because Rhett found that button and he kept pushing it and saying, are we good? Are we good? Are we good? Are we good? Are we good?
Yeah, I don't think she understood that whole thing.
No, she did not.
She didn't think you were good.
There was no way she could have had the context to understand that whole thing.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes Her podcast for 2018. Anything we're looking forward to for 2019? We got a new It movie.
M. Night Shyamalan said Glass is not the movie the trailers are making it look like.
Huh.
Okay. So there's that. We didn't talk about that.
Last Airbender too.
That's talk about that Hellboy trailer. That looks garbage.
It looks like shit.
Yeah.
Pet Cemetery.
I'm into that.
New Child's Play.
Yeah.
As far as looking for, I'm just thinking off the top of my head all the shit I know is coming out.
Hereditary 2.
I'm going to try and keep a more like detailed, like
The Return.
Like on
more
the,
Hereditary.
On the beat list of movies that I watch.
So Annihilation, have you read the books?
Yeah. Well, read.
You did?
Listened.
Okay.
The Southern Reach trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I'm going to start
on
those.
Sounds like a sex
but
yes, move.
But it is a trilogy, so.
I'm all about audiobooks, my dude.
There's a tale there.
All right.
That's what you're Southern Reaching.
Are we taking a break in between? No, there is no break.
There what?
Is no break. We're just next episode is the next episode,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you in a couple
forgot
weeks.
Forgot what it is.
Weeks. What are we doing?
Who knows?
I think we have it.
Matt Smith, what's the links?
You can find us on all social media platforms, or maybe not all. There's a lot of them now, but Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch, or Who Goes There Podcast, Letterboxd,
What's
which app? I am being way more active on. Letterboxd and Twitter are at Who Goes There.
You can find Matt on Grindr, Bumble,
anywhere
Tinder,
to get
Fet Life,
yeah. wherever he can get his dick wet.
Yep.
Matt's there.
Any port in a storm. That's not true at all.
That's not true.
That's the opposite.
You gave me a green light to get the sexies in Mexico, and I said, "That ain't me, babe." And I didn't even go. I actually sang the Johnny Cash song. That ain't me.
Jesus
babe.
Christ. All right. That's the Who Goes There Podcast for episode 195. This is
Matt
Jorge
is,
signing out.
Matt is hashtag husband goals, hashtag boyfriend goals.
Aw.
Hashtag date your husband.
Hashtag deadlift goals, dog. That's actually the best video of the year.
No,
it's the video of my 315 pound deadlift today. That's what's up. Get some.
How come I like your stuff, but you never like my stuff?
That's because you send it to me in story form, and then I message, I commented on it.
Lie.
You do. Every time you post a story at the gym, you're like,
he sends it.
Here's me, Doug.
He sends it over.
That's why my story today was like, I can flex too, dude. Other side, dude.
Wow. I wanted to say show this side of the arm, though.
Oh, you want the inside of the arm, dude?
Yeah, you're going to show that.
You have way more veins than I do.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but the veins...
Oh, my God. Can we flush this turd? Jesus Christ. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Good.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.